News release. CANADAHELPS. Toronto, according to estimates from Canada Helps, the country's largest platform for donating and fundraising online, the Canada Post strike cost Canadian charities $266 million in lost donations, accounting for both the decline in direct mail donations during this period and the offsetting increase in online giving. Using models developed by Canada Helps, charities would have expected $396 million in donations via direct mail during the period from November 16 to December 31, had there been no strike. Charities likely raised an estimated $130 million in additional online donations beyond normal expectations, due to the impact of the strike. The postal strike had a profoundly negative impact on charities, disrupting mail-based fundraising for organizations across the country, as many Canadians still choose this method of giving to support their favorite charities, even though online giving is a secure and efficient alternative, says Julie Fiorini, General Manager of Donor Services at Canada Helps. Canadian charities are in a precarious position as they try to make up for this significant funding loss due to the Canada Post strike, while fears of an economic recession loom due to threatened tariffs. The estimated deficit is based on historical giving patterns, accounting for the proportion of Canadians who traditionally respond to mailed charitable solicitations. While some donors who received mailed appeals may have opted to donate online, it is not yet clear how many Canadians did not donate or decided to wait for the mail service to return. The research and methodology used to determine the estimated loss is available here. During the strike-affected period, $13 million in additional donations, over and above what was projected, was raised online through Canada Helps. This increase stemmed from a 14% rise in the value of donations, despite only a 1% uptick in the number of donors. The minimal growth in donor numbers suggests that only a small fraction of lost donations were redirected to online platforms. To help mitigate the impact of the Canada Post strike on Canadian charities, the Government of Canada published draft legislation to extend the 2024 charitable giving deadline, and the Canada Revenue Agency confirmed that they will allow Canadians to apply tax receipts from eligible donations made up until February 28, 2025 on their 2024 tax returns. Charitable donations may be eligible for tax credits of up to 49% when filing a 2024 income tax return. Given the significant impact on charities, we are calling on Canadians who are in a position to give to take advantage of this final week of the extended 2024 charitable donation deadline to support their favorite charities, help eliminate any potential funding gaps, and potentially earn tax credits when filing their 2024 or 2025 income tax return, says Fiorini. One-time or monthly donations to any registered Canadian charity can be made quickly and easily online at canadahelps.org.